for a studio audience.
Well, that was the living room and the kitchen. Now this is the bedroom. This is where I sleep, and that's where Laverne sleeps. She rarely makes her bed, but it's just something we're going to have to live with. Now, Buttercup, you can bed down any place you'd be most comfortable. Over there by the dresser's knives, or right here in between the beds with us would be good. Gee, Buttercup, I've known you most of my life, and this is the first night you've ever slept over. Holy moly, it's Laverne.
Where are you?
Coming! I'm going to tell her that you're here. Won't she be surprised?
I've been waiting an hour in front of the cleaners holding all these heavy clothes, most of which are yours.
I'm so sorry I can explain everything here. Let me get that. Let me get it.
I felt like such a jerk standing there. Some lady thought I was a peddler and tried to buy an outfit.
My goodness, you slay me. What a wit, what a wit. I must write some of these lines down and send them in a Reader's Digest.
Yeah, you'd probably make a buck.
I'm sure I would. Here, put those down. Come with me. I want to show you what I've made you for lunch. Your very favorite dish in the whole wide world. Chicken a la king.
Oh, I love that.
That was Lenny doing one of his barnyard impressions. Good one, Len. If you'll notice,
that wasn't landing.
So Laverne,
no, it came from in there.
Wait just a second, just 1 minute. Let me have one word with you before you go in there.
Buttercup's in the bedroom.
Buttercup, I know.
Did you?
Yeah, I did. Oh. Sway back, I know.
Oh, and sweet little ears, the sweetest
you
little ears.
You told me. I had to tell you about Lenny. I'm glad you like him, Laverne, because he's going to be staying with us for a couple of weeks. You notice I put little peas in here just the way you like.
Want to explain to me why Mr. Pioli's horse is going to be living with us instead of pulling the fruit truck, huh?
Because he got
too Because he got too old to work. And Mr. Pioli was going to have him killed. I had no choice, Laverne. I had to think fast. I had to find that horse a place to stay.
Good.
Now I hope you can find us a place to stay. Mrs. Babbage is going to kick us right out of this apartment
building. No, she's not, because when I was sneaking Buttercup into the building, Mrs. Babbage saw us somehow.
Somehow?
Yes. And so I screamed and I kicked and I held my breath until finally she said that Buttercup could stay.
No.
Come on, Laverne, don't worry. It's just going to be for a while, just till I find him.
No, really, I know you. You get crazy with animals. You'll get attached to that thing and he'll be living with us for the rest of our lives. You're going to be up there in 2 weeks painting his name on our mailbox. Now, look, I got nothing against that horsey, but he just can't stay here. I mean, you understand, right? You're a big girl now, not a baby. Holding your breath won't work. You turn blue and pass out before you die. Boy, are you acting like a baby. Okay, well, two can play the same game. The horse has to go.
Advice. How do you
get pudding off the ceiling.
Did you hear that?
Say no.
No.
Did you hear that either?
That time I heard it, yeah.
No, don't touch it.
Say hi again, girls. It's a wild beast in your bedroom.
You really don't look that wild.
Don't be fooled by animal cunning, Len. All right. Approach him with caution. Approach with caution. Okay, now. Now, feed him your hand and see if he eats it. That's okay. Good, good, good. All right, now, introduce yourself.
Oh, okay. Hiya, horse. My name is Leonard Kosnowski.
Tell him you're a teamster.
I'm a teamster. And, I don't eat people. How about you?
Now, okay. Don't hurt him. Don't hurt him and don't get grease all over him, okay?
Us get grease on him. You kidding? If you ask me, that horse belongs in a zoo.
Uh-huh, uh-huh, uh-huh. You see? Even Squiggy thinks it's a dumb idea.
Thank you.
You're welcome. This horse is not going to be here forever. He's just going to stay here until I find him a good home.
He ain't gonna do much better than this.
Hold on, okay? You see, this is my bedroom. I am going into the bathroom, and when I come out, I don't want to see anything here that ain't human, okay?
Make that a double order.
Squiggy.
No.
Squiggy, come here a minute. Come here, I want you to make friends with the horse.
Squiggy's a scared of live animals.
You want me to tell him what you're scared of?
Squiggy, give me your hand. I want you to touch the horse. I want you to feel how soft he is. Feel how soft.
I could live with that.
The horsey. Feel how soft he is. Go on, go on. Isn't he sweet? Mm-hmm. Boys, do you want to help old Buttercup?
Yes, please.
Then would you run out and get him some oats to eat?
I think we got some Cheerios up at the house. They're fortified.
That'll be good for him. Let's go.
No, no. Leave the horse.
Can we ride him up to the second floor?
Just get the Cheerios.
Just get the Cheerios. Leave the horse. Same old story.
Laverne, I've decided that Buttercup has to leave. I knew you would come to your senses. Doesn't seem like anybody else wants him, so you know where he's got to go.
Sure, where they put old horses at the pasture or something.
That's not what they do with old horses. Huh? They turn them into...
glue?
They end up on the backs of envelopes.
Nah.
Yes, sir, they end up on the flaps of gas bills.
Oh, get out of here.
Where do you think glue comes from?
The five and dime.
And where do they get it?
The factory.
And where do they get it?
They make it.
From what? That's right. That's right, Laverne. His mother was probably part of this morning's mail. Yes, it's true. It's true. Oh, thank you, Laverne. I knew you'd say yes. Thank you so much, and he'll only be here a couple of weeks. I'm going to go call Carmine now and get him looking for a place for him to stay.
She's tricky, huh? Why, you big lug, I wouldn't let nothing bad happen to you. It's just that she gets a little crazy with animals, you know? Bring the toothbrush? Never mind, we'll use Cheryl's.
What a good boy.
Yeah, well, yes, thank you anyway. Goodbye. Would you believe they want $80 a month to board Buttercup?
$80? I should rent my apartment to horses.
Ooh, maybe it's someone who saw one of our signs. Oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Remember, we do not give that horse to anybody who does not have a kind face.
Right.
Max Cooper, Board of Health. Where's the landlady?
Right here. What can I do for you?
We got a complaint about a horse in this apartment.
elephants up on the roof.
Now, wait a minute. I know the law, and you can't go into my bedroom without a search warrant.
Now, I want you to remove that horse from this apartment. And I mean now.
I'm going to hit that guy with the shovel.
Let me take care of this. All right, Gruber, now hear this. This is my apartment building, and what happens here is my business. You got that?
Not according to my code book.
Listen, if I say that horse stays, he stays. Now put that in your code book and smoke it, sir.
You have 24 hours to dispose of that horse. If you don't, we will.
Mark Wilburn, when Gruber comes, we'll just outrun him.
Right.
Got a boy.
Oh. Right up.
That's it. That's it. That's
boy, he's like lightning, isn't he?
I think we've had enough.
Okay, so...
Okay, there you go.
Here we go.
Oh, boy.
What
that's
a good
my
guy.
Guy, that's woo. Him. Woo. Yes, yes.
Bingo. Bingo. Give me that. You want to insult him? He's our house guest.
Well, not many house guests make messes on the floor.
Lenny,
once.
The food fell out of his mouth.
Guess what?
What?
Guess what he gets before he goes to bed?
A story? No. He gets a vitamin pill. Mr. Pioli gave them to me. They're over here.
Okay, boy. Let's go to bed.
These are really healthy corns. See, Mr. Pioli gave them to me, and they're
whoop,
really good
look
stuff.
Look at the size of these.
Okay, boy. Here you go.
No, no! He doesn't take them like that.
And use this thing.
Oh, you let me do that part. I was always great at shooting spitballs.
Remember how much fun we used to have, huh?
Why would I think that was fun? I was always the target. All right, I'll get his mouth open and...
Okay, just...
Gucci. Gucci, baby.
On my hands, and all you can say is oops. You try it again.
Okay, just give me another chance.
Gentle with him, too.
Just like riding a bicycle. Closer. I know I can do it.
Come on,
I'm great.
Come
one,
on, that boy.
Two,
come on,
three.
Go.
Okay.
Shut down, baby.
Sorry, babe. Give me another pill.
This time I know I can do it. Get a little closer.
Okay, well, you're not getting his teeth open enough.
I'll get his teeth open enough.
Okay.
Don't be gentle with him.
One, three.
All right.
One,
two,
three.
There we go.
Okay. That's a
job at Mungo's Pony Rides.
Oh, that's great,
oh, thank you, Carmine. Thank you so much. It saved his life.
Don't I always come through for you, too?
Well, there was that one Saturday night when I needed a day.
Some things are just impossible. All right, where's the little creature? Is it okay if I get him?
He's in the bedroom.
What a guy. What a guy. I'm going to have to do something extra special to make this up to him.
Want me to leave you alone for a while?
No, I was thinking more along the lines of a tasteful thank you note.
Yeah, he'll love that.
No, that's not going to work. That's Mr. Pioli's horse.
Yeah.
You told me it was a little pony.
Well, he is a little pony to us.
But you've seen the ponies Mongo uses. They're cute and built to carry little kids.
So, Buttercup is big. He'll carry the fat kids.
Yeah, if I take that horse to Mongo, he's going to sell us both to the glue factory.
Oh, Carmine, Carmine, you got to think of something. Please, Groover's going to be here any minute. Carmine, please.
Look, you know what you need? You need some chump that has the time to drive all over the countryside, check into every two-bit ranch, farm, is willing to bust his back trying to get rid of that horse for you. But I don't know where you're going to find a guy that's got that kind of time to kill.
Laverne, will you excuse us?
Have a nice trip, Carmine.
What does that mean, have a nice... Oh, no, 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 read my lips. No, 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 I'm not... Yeah, you're going to... Sure, you're going to hug and kiss me and expect me to drive all over the state of Wisconsin. No way, no! I'll go see if I got enough gas.
Laverne, you can come out now. Carmine's looking for a farm.
What'd you have time to do to him?
Nothing. Some guys are just natural gentlemen.
Howdy, duties. Your horse troubles are over. We found the job for booking Buttercup, the meanest bronco west of Lake Michigan. That's right, coroners. We are going to take that gorgeous hunk of horse flesh hanging around in your bedroom and join him up to the rodeo.
Yep.
Oh, come on, guys. You seen Buttercup. He don't buck.
Oh, yeah.
Well, whose hat do you like better?
Mine's got industrial diamonds on it.
No, mine came with a chap. You gotta do for one.
Make the chimney.
Get out.
We're in trouble, Cheryl. Mrs. Babish told my father about the horse.
He's an understanding man. He'll understand.
Right.
Take your horse out of here.
Talk to him like that.
He talks to everyone like that.
Hi-ho, Silver.
Vamoose!
Oh, look at that. Look at the way he's looking at you. Why, he only looks at people he really likes like that.
Well, what's not to like? But he's got to go no matter what you say. Let's
no,
go.
No.
Okay, you want to say goodbye? Say goodbye.
Do something.
Well, you're right, Pop. What's the use? That guy Gruber's going to be here any minute to take poor Buttercup to the glue factory anyway. Yeah, who cares if this poor horse had to start work at a very young age?
Yeah, I remember Buttercup watching him carry those heavy loads up and down hills in all kinds of weather.
Just like you had to carry that heavy bag when you were a mailman. Right, Pop?
Yeah, 5 years I did that.
Some days I could see that he was sick, but he still went to work anyway.
Just like you had to do, right, Pop?
Yeah, we were a couple of workhorses.
And now that he's old and ready to retire, they want to send him to the glue factory.
You're going to retire soon, all right, you, Pop?
Nobody touches Buttercup.
Yeah! Oh, thank you. Does that mean he can stay here?
Nah, that guy's coming. But he can hang around down by the pizza bowl.
Oh, thanks. It'll only be for a couple of weeks, just until Carmine finds him a farm to stay on.
All right.
Oh, Laverne, this is perfect. Carmine just really outdid himself this time, didn't he?
Yeah.
Oh, Buttercup, this place is wonderful. You're going to have a great time here.
Yeah, there's lots of fresh air, lots of grass, lots of cowboys.
I wish I was staying here.
You too.
Oh, I know.
Goodbye, Buttercup. You're such a good boy.
Are you going to say goodbye to Buttercup?
I'd like to talk to him alone.
Oh, don't worry. Don't worry. Take all the time you want. Lenny and Squiggy are going to be busy all afternoon playing with that milking machine.
I'll wait outside.
It's not going to be easy to say goodbye, Buttercup. I mean, we've been friends since we were both little kids together. Remember that time my daddy put me up on your back and took my picture and I cried? I mean, we grew up together, Buttercup. You just got older faster than me, that's all. Don't you worry, though, because I'll come and visit you on the holidays and every weekend that I can't get a date. Not that I can't get a date anytime I want.
These two are the best ones, huh?
Don't ever turn them that way. Don't ever. All the luck runs out. Keep them this way. Always, always.
Hey, wait up, will you? Listen, the way I look at it, we did them girls a pretty big favor driving their horse up here in our beer truck.
Uh-huh. So we did ourselves a bigger favor by cleaning out the back afterwards.
By the way, you did a wonderful job.
Thank you.
Now, the way I look at it, they owe us a favor. So when they come back in here, we hide behind something and we plop on them in the hay.
Oh, boys. Do you really think that's fair to the girl?
Well, it was really Squiggy's idea. Did you hear that?
Of course I heard it. I ain't blind. That is a talking horse. He speaks two languages.
Of course we talk. What do you think we do? Stand around all day not saying nothing?
They both talk. It's Mr. and Mrs. Ed. Ed.